It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Mark Hillen at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National be your guide to financial success. Whether it be a savings or checking account, a CD, an IRA for retirement, a commercial, business, or farm loan, or trust services for your estate, let us show you the winning difference Thumb National can make for you.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Brandon, you certainly hit the nail on the head. Last month you were talking about winter weather, and guess what? We got it. Snow, ice, strong winds, and cold, cold temperature.
And you know what, boss? Everyone that purchased a Chevy Silverado last month from Graf had no problem pushing through all the snow and staying warm, and saved a whole lot of money in the process.
And for those who didn't get a Chevy truck last month, GM is out to make it a January to remember by increasing the incentives even more. Right now, you can save over $11,000 on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Pickup.
We also have two 2014 Buick Enclaves on the lot that we're clearing out with over $10,000 in savings.
This just in, save an additional $500 in auto show bonus cash on select vehicles.
It's all here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, where trucks are what we do.
WLA Sports Postgame Show continues on the Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. We have heard from the CPS Tigers head coach Corey Tanton and his thoughts after securing his second victory of the season in seven tries. Final score, CPS was 58, Caseville had 40. With three lead changes in this game, Caseville actually came out and was leading 3-0 and then went back and forth after that three different times. And then CPS started to pull away. They led by 14 points at halftime, 30-16. After the third quarter, it was 46-34. But in that quarter, Caseville brought it back within 2 points. And then CPS weathered the storm and brought it back out to a 12-point lead entering at the fourth quarter. And they outscored Caseville 12-6 in the final act for the final score of 58-40 over the Caseville Eagles. Leading scorers for the CPS Tigers, Aaron Smith, number 23, led all scoring with 17 points. Wyatt Huber with 15. Aaron Cooney with 11, Justin Ritchie with 7, Tony Nugent with 5, and Christian Falls with 3. They were 2-for-4 from the free throw line that second half for 50%. Overall on the night, 6-for-9 from the charity stripe for 67%.
As far as shooting is concerned, we have CPS overall 16-for-60, 24-for-69, 34%. It was Caseville with the 16-for-60. What I was thinking of when we're on our break and everything, though, is that, yes, CPS had more shots than Caseville did. And, yes, it really appeared that CPS had the talent edge and everything. But the one thing that the Eagles can go ahead and take home and you know, put under their pillow and wake up tomorrow and say, you know, tomorrow's another day. They have effort out there, and they just went out there and played their hearts out and everything, and I appreciate that. It's nice to see a ball game of high school players just go out there and mix it up and do the best they can. And I'll tell you what, Caseville, they have nothing to hang their heads on this game. They made it into a game when it was ready to be turned out into a blowout. So hats off to the Caseville Eagles.
Leading scorers for Caseville, Mason Kozefka, impressive work from him on the night. 14 points, 12 of those coming in the first three quarters. Justin Falkenberg had 8 points. Isaac Belts with 4. Skyler Fillion with 6. Chris Newton and Colin Denhoff each had 2 points. And Carter Redwans with 4 points on the night. 5-for-7 from the free throw line overall for Caseville, shooting a 71%. I think that's the highest percentage we've seen out of 5 games in our broadcast season this season thus far. Shooting percentages on the night, CPS with 34%, Caseville with 26%. But really the most impressive stat in my book, CPS out-rebounding Caseville 45-20, and CPS doing it with 17 offensive rebounds versus Caseville's 5. Turnovers were even, CPS with 17, Caseville with 16. John Mooney, final thoughts?
Caseville, go ahead and work on their trays a little bit more, because I'll tell you what, getting down by halftime, but then launching the ICBMs, as we call it, they were hitting it, and it was really nice. I'm sure they're sorry that a timeout was called. They were just ready to play and play and play and keep it going. They're going to be okay. They're going to get their win. And
could come next game against Owen Gage.
It could be. So, again, hats off to the Eagles for playing their hearts out tonight. I'm sure it's hard to walk away from this game and knowing that you probably could have had one, let one slip away. But they're going to be all right as far as CPS is concerned. Yeah, they got their win as far as getting off the snide in the NCTL. They got a road that's going to be kind of hard for them. But, when they come home, they come to the confines of home welcoming the Mayville Wildcats, which I'm sure is going to look really nice to the home crowd in Carsonville.
CPS's next game on Wednesday at Kingston. Caseville is hosting Owen Gage on Wednesday right here in Caseville, Michigan. Tonight's game was brought to you by DS Services of Kansas City, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Thumb Sailor, then the 4G LT Network at the Talk of the Thumb, Kohler Propane, and Moore Motor Sales of Caro, as well as Graf Sandusky and Thumb National Bank. Sailor and internet phone services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor's 4G LT Network, the Talk of the Thumb. On behalf of John Mooney, back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake. And I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game, with CPS securing the victory 58-40 over the hosting Caseville Eagles. You can join us on Sunday as we break down this game and all the other games going on this week in high school basketball action across the Thumb, Michigan. That's on the Baseline this Sunday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday throughout the season at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Paul Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune, and the one and only John Mooney. Until next time, we'll see you Sunday, and we'll see you elsewhere on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops in Thumb, Michigan. WLEW Sports Network.